This episode was created on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Lekwungen and Wissanic people. CFUV has been around for over 30 years. In that time, we have worked with many radio hosts, all with their own unique experiences and stories. I'm setting out to find how CFUV has affected its community and to get an inside story on CFUV's DJs. I'm Max Monday, and this is Behind the Mic. I'm Max, and today I'm interviewing Greg, formerly from Hexagon Sun, but still hangs around the station quite a bit. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Greg got his first taste of CFUV when Allie, his coworker at the Munchie Bar, asked him to guest host her show, Pillbox Hat.
Well, I'd heard about CFUV. I mean, I guess I knew about campus and community radio generally, so I knew UVic had a campus community radio station, would tune in every once in a while. But my real introduction to CFUV came from working at Munchie Bar, and my coworker, Allie, who's now the music director here, had a show called Pillbox Hat, and she was super involved with the station. She really got me involved. We really quickly bonded over music and kind of listening to different records at the Munchie Bar, and she just kind of was like, you should come on my show, and we'll listen to some tunes and do some homework and hang out, and it'll be fun. So
did you get the jitters that most people get at the start? Was it like really nerve-wracking to be on the air?
Yeah, I remember being nervous coming into it, and then just being put right at ease pretty much right away. Like kind of making this big thing in your head, like, oh, I'm going on air and there's going to be a whole bunch of people listening to me. And then you get into the booth and it's just you and your friend and a couple microphones, and it's really chill.
Ali invited Greg on a second time to have him perform live electronic music.
It was fun. Yeah, I make music under the name Manitoulin, and Ali had heard this, and it was right around the time that I put out a like 9-song album, and she was like, yeah, you should come on my show, play music. And it was really cool to do that, really cool to... I've never performed on air before. I've only performed for people, and I rarely even do that. So, yeah, it was a really neat, unique experience.
This is a Manitoulin track called City Ghosts. Greg landed his own time slot with the show Hexagon Sun. The name is a tribute to Boards of Canada, and he would start each of his sets with a Boards of Canada song.
Boards of Canada, for me, has just been a pretty influential artist. They're one of the first, I guess, electronic artists that I really latched on to. My brother, who was living out here at the time, I'm from Ontario. My brother moved out here when I was pretty young, but he... when I was out here on a trip, he introduced me to Boards of Canada and a whole bunch of other like bands that have now become pretty foundational. Radiohead. I'd never really listened to Radiohead until my brother Matt was like, listen to Radiohead. Yeah. And I was like, I've heard Paranoid Android before because I listen to Big Shiny Tunes too. But Boards of Canada was definitely on that list of music that he was like, you need to listen to this. And yeah, I think I have a lot of memories of listening to Boards and driving in the car through the mountains of British Columbia, and really being kind of compelled by that music to make music like it. Yeah, I think a lot of the Manitoulin stuff I do is trying to like harken back to Boards of Canada. A lot of the artists that I listen to now have been kind of branches off from Boards of Canada, connected in some way or another.
This Boards of Canada song is called New Seeds.
Has CFUV helped you branch out your music too?
Definitely in terms of the music that I listen to. So I'm volunteering in the music department right now, and it's been really cool to hear these bands that are just sending you music and have a good kind of critical listen to them. It's introduced me to a whole bunch of music that I didn't know existed. You know, I've gotten really hooked on some albums. Careless Coverdale is one that was sent, and I previewed that track before putting it in the library here, and it's become one of my favorite albums of this year. The show definitely as well. It's really, with CanCon requirements and chart requirements, it really forces you to kind of, be exploring music that comes into the station, explore Canadian content. And that is, I think, a really awesome thing and not necessarily a burden, because it really, again, it forces you to explore and to listen to new music. So,
okay.
CFUV doesn't just expose Greg to new music. It also gives him a chance to show his musical projects to new audiences. He was delighted when Weird Canada took notice of a Manitoulin album.
So Manitoulin's been a project that I've worked on forever and ever and ever. I mean, I've been sort of messing around with computer music since I was a teenager. And kind of had a bunch of songs that like I had finished, and right about the time that I moved to Victoria, I was like, I need to put these out. I need to I guess consolidate the best ones and put them out so that the people can hear my music or something. But yeah, and that was right around the time that I had met Allie, and she really helped me out in terms of she helped me actually design the like album covers for physical copies so that I could, because this was back in the time that CFUV would only take a physical copy of something and Weird Canada would only take a physical copy of something before they even considered, reviewing it or putting it in their library or whatever. And so, yeah, she actually helped me create physical CD jackets that I still have, and I just like burn CDs and like slam them in the physical jackets and give them out to people who help me or want to buy one or whatever. But yeah, Allie really helped me connect kind of with the music scene here and with CFUV and helped get that album played. She really encouraged me to send it off to Weird Canada too. I think because it did end up getting a lot of play here at CFUV, Weird Canada ended up reviewing it, which was like a huge thing for me. I mean, I read that site a lot. I never thought I'd see my own stuff on there, so that was really cool for sure.
With that, kind of having that in mind, how do you think that CFUV fosters the promotion of local music?
I think they're in the business of promoting local music, right? I think the DJs and the music programmers and the staff here do a really good job of really highlighting albums that are local, and really trying to get the DJs to play them. DJs are really great in terms of like whether or not it's recognizing their friends or just recognizing a new up and coming band that's here in Victoria, trying to really promote that album or that music and push it and showcase it to people. And I think that's where bands and artists really kind of get their start, is through promotion from like a community hub like this.
You spent a year in student government.
Yep.
How did your relationship with CFUV tie into that?
CFUV's was really great at promoting the student elections here on campus. They did interviews with all the candidates. They live broadcast the all candidates forums and stuff like that. And I felt like as a candidate and then eventually as like an elected student director or whatever, that was really good experience in terms of learning how to be interviewed and learning how to, I guess, relate to the media, recognizing this important mutual relationship between, you know, media and community organizers or politicians or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really neat. It was really cool too. You know, there's definitely that those, I guess, scandals, for lack of a better word, or like, you know, iffy things that come up. And, you know, it was really interesting. I could come down to CFUV and almost like talk it out with Liz, which was really cool. And like, I definitely made some questionable calls on particular things and, you know, coming down after the fact and talking to Liz about like, yeah, this is how I decided to handle it. What did you think of that? And she was like, well, I thought, you know, this, and like, this is the role of the media in this particular situation. And that was really cool. And it really got me kind of interested in communications and kind of messaging and that sort of idea.
So. Okay. So what I'm hearing then is that the University of Victoria is like a tiny society.
Yeah.
And CFUV is the tiny media within that tiny society in a way.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. You could look at it that way in terms of like the university being like its own little micro city almost or whatever. And you have different organizations within that and different like, you know, governments or different like whatever. And definitely, you know, CFUV, the Martlet, the mm-hmm. Ring, there are all these like different media outlets that serve that particular community and, you know, help promote the message of people who are in those particular organizations or, you know, unions or societies or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What role do you play as a CFUV DJ at the University of Victoria?
Yeah, I've looked at my show as a way of doing the same thing that my brother has done for me in terms of introducing me to music, doing the same thing that Ali and I would do in terms of sharing music with each other, and kind of opening the doors in that way to new bands and new artists. I really want to be sharing what I listen to. I really want to be promoting local people. Today I'm doing a fill-in show and I'm really psyched to play a song from The Dog Indiana, which is a bunch of my friends that just did a basement closet session here, and they're really getting up and going right now and have a couple recordings, and I'm really psyched to play that because it's going to be hopefully an introduction to some people to that band and to this like emerging artist. So I guess I see my role in that way in terms of just, yeah, opening the door and sharing and trying to you know, my show Hexagon Sun, I would really try to show the connections between different artists and, you know, hey, check out this artist. And also remember that like little motif in there. Well, this person over here used that motif in their track, and here's a remix of that track and that sort of idea. And kind of showing the progression in terms of how I learned about music and how I, you know, come to hear about new bands. You know, often I think I remember hearing about Fortet and Burial because they remixed Tom York's The Eraser and got really into Fortet and Burial because of it. So really trying to showcase that and show that to people.
Greg finds use in CFUV as a place to share music with a wide audience. He finds new electronic music to play for the university community he holds dearly, in hopes that these beats reach new ears. Today's last track is the Jacques Green remix of Lotus Flower by Radiohead. This episode of Behind the Mic included a conversation with Greg Atkinson, former host of Hexagon Sun. For more episodes of Behind the Mic, subscribe to Behind the Mic on your favorite podcast provider or visit soundcloud.com/CFUV.